And we're back on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and all those nooks and crannies, as I like to say. Speaking of nooks and crannies, the bed bugs. Remember Bob Deenard last time from GetARoom.com was on us. We were talking about bed bugs and the problem they were having in New York. It hasn't gotten any better. And I'm wondering if it's affected travel to that city, because I think it's really freaking out a lot of people who would go to the city to see the sights, you know, just the typical tourists who are worried by everything that they're reading. Bob, thanks for hopping back on with us and, you know, talking about those bed bugs. It's really giving people the heebie-jeebies, it seems.
Well, it's great to be on with you. You know, I cannot believe how much press these bed bug situation in cities like New York has gotten over the last week or so. And it is, I'll tell you, it is so exaggerated. The chance of anyone running into bed bugs in a hotel is so low, so remote, that no one should change their plans because there's been some reported incidents. Now, what happens is that there are ways to find out, and a few things you can do ahead of time just to avoid the possibility of running into it and finding out what's going on. There is a registry. It's called bedbugregistry.com, and it registers. It keeps track of where there have been bed bug incidents, and they keep track of it. Now, if it's happened, you know, several months ago, it's nothing to worry about because they must probably fix the situation. You can always call the hotel and make sure. And also, read reviews. We put on our GetARoom.com site, in addition to the quality rating of the hotel, we put on the customer satisfaction rating. What we do is we gather up all the reviews of people that have stayed at the hotel over the last several months. And we get them from our site, from TripAdvisor, from Yahoo, from AOL, and many other sources. And we average the rating from 1 to 5. And we give you an average rating, what other people say about the hotel. And we also give you the most recent reviews by those that have just stayed at the hotel. And so if there's a bed bug incident, you're going to read about it on these reviews. So by doing a little extra homework and just checking out this registry, reading the reviews before you get to the hotel, you can definitely avoid the situation. And I'll tell you what, it's so amazing. There was so much press on this, even though it was such a low incidence, that it is a little bit softer on bookings into New York City right now. And we have seen, I'd say probably 50 or 60 hotels have actually lowered rates into New York over the next several months. And we're getting into the really busy period over the holidays. And we've seen a bunch of hotels lower the rates for travel over the next several months. And this means that this is if you're going to the Big Apple, this is a great opportunity to get a bargain, because we believe that next week they'll start raising the rates back, and they'll keep raising them as we get closer to the holiday period.
Right. So if you can, it's a great opportunity, like you say, maybe to get in some shopping and see some of those sites at a really bargain rate, huh?
Well, that's right. And typically, you know, good hotels in New York, this time of the year, especially around the holiday periods, are usually $400 or $500 a night, but I've scoped out some bargains and I linked them on our GetARoom.com website. For example, the Wellington Hotel, good first class hotel that's right in the Times Square area, close to Carnegie Hall, great location. It's running in the low $200 a night range even now during the busy period. The Hotel Pennsylvania, one of the largest in New York, is running right around $150 to about $190 a night on most nights, and it's right across from Madison Square Gardens. One of my favorites, the Roger Williams. This is a very upscale, deluxe, trendy type of hotel. It's running in the mid-$200 a night range. Now, most of these hotels were about $100 more a week ago, and if you lock them in right now, I mean, this is a great tip. If you're going and doing shopping over the holiday periods and going to New York City, lock in these deals now, because these hotels were a lot more a week ago, and they're probably going to be a lot higher next week to the holiday period. But this is an opportunity to lock in some real deals. Also, a tip I've been telling travelers is that you can often get lower rate by using the unpublished rate system. Now, the way this works is you can check out the hotels online, find the lowest rate on our website. And after you go to the website, it says on the site, call for lower rates. And they give you some phone numbers there. If you call the numbers on the GetARoom.com website, this works in New York. It works at a lot of destinations around the country, especially during the holiday periods. Most of Florida, most of California, New Orleans, Chicago, Boston, D.C., and ask for the unpublished rate. That clues the agent to give you a better deal. It's typically 10 to 25% less than the lowest rate online, lower than the hotel site. Hey, a couple of easy ways to save some dollars now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What are some of the other great bargains we can look for coming up as we're getting closer to the holidays?
Well, this one, I scouted out in Las Vegas. This one's got to be the best deal in the country. There's these big suites on the top floors of MGM Grand. It's called the Signature. It's the top couple floors of MGM Grand. They're huge one-bedroom suites. They're 4.5 to 5 star. And we've got a special deal for them running a midweek from $81 a night. This is the lowest rate I have, I think, ever seen in a 4.5 to 5 star hotel. If you go into Las Vegas, this is a good one. These are good the next couple of months, traveling Sunday through Thursday. Again, it's called the Signature Luxury Suites. Top floors at MGM Grand. We link that one on the GetARoom.com website. Also, San Francisco, really great rates in San Francisco over the holiday period. The Warwick Hotel just lowered the rate to $99 a night on most nights in November, much of December. That's a couple blocks from Union Square, a real good one if you're going to San Francisco. Also, in the Washington, D.C., a bunch of hotels lowered rates on the weekends over the next couple of months, such as the Liaison Hotel. It's a top deluxe hotel in D.C. It's as low as $118 a night, even during the busy holiday period. Florida is a real bargain right now. And we're telling people, book if you're going to Orlando, South Florida, Miami, Key West, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Tampa, book it now. The rates are really good right now. We expect demand to start picking up, and we expect South Florida to be very busy over the holiday period. But you can lock in some deals right on the beach in Miami Beach and Fort Lauderdale, close to $100 a night right now.
Wow.
Those hotels will probably be $200, $250 as we get closer to the holiday periods. So you definitely want to lock that in. And Orlando, you know what's happening in Orlando? Everybody wants to go to the Harry Potter.
I know, yeah.
So it's jam-packed at Universal, but it's not so busy at Disney. And so you can get some real bargains in Disney. And, hey, spend a couple of days in Disney, get in the car and drive to Universal.
Yeah, that's great.
To the Harry Potter exhibit and leave some dollars in your pocket. If you want to stay at the Dolphin or the Swan, now these are some of the best in Disney. You're right in the park. You can walk to Epcot. And they're normally about $400 or $500 a night. We linked this deal also on the site. A lot of nights under $200 right now. So that's a real good one. And if you want to stay in downtown Disney, several of the hotels have also really lowered the rates, such as the Regal Sun and the Royal Plaza, good first-class hotels right at downtown Disney, between $69 and $99 a night.
Wow.
Even during this busy period. And, you know, it's great to stay at a Disney hotel because – you get all the privileges. You get preferred access to the golf course. You get preferred dining, and of course the characters come in and have breakfast with you. And you get the free transportation to the theme park. So that's really the tip for this. If you're coming down, whether yourself or with the kids, if you're going to Orlando, you get much better deals by Disney right now. I was up at Universal last week at the Harry Potter exhibit. 2-hour line to get into the wand shop. Can you imagine? Just to get
crazy.
Into a store. It's crazy. Everybody's there, and Disney is not so busy. So it's a great opportunity to go to Disney and get a bargain.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bob Diener. So Florida, obviously that's some great stuff for people listening. And you talked about Vegas and the Signature Suites, of course, with MGM. Where else is a popular place to go now?
A lot of people are going to Southern California over the holiday period. San Diego is really popular right now. And another place, if you're going to Southern California, whether it's San Diego, Anaheim, Los Angeles, book your reservations early because it is pretty busy over the holiday period. A lot of people headed down there. San Diego, obviously, you got beautiful beaches. A couple deals that stand out in Southern California. One is if you want to go to the theme parks, if you're traveling with the kids and you want a great theme park is Knott's Berry Farm, which is actually close to Disneyland. But a lot of people don't think about this. They built an amazing theme park. It's fairly new, and you can stay right at the park at the Knott's Berry Farm Hotel, and it's as low as about $69 a night.
Wow.
The deal is really good. If you headed to San Diego, a couple of deals really stand out. The Porto Vista Hotel and Suites. This is right in San Diego's historic Little Italy. Great hotel. It's as low as $90 a night on a lot of nights. And the Handlery Hotel, a good first-class hotel by Mission Valley. It's running about $105 a night on most nights. And one more I'll tell you about, the U.S. Grant Hotel, because a lot of people like to stay in the Gaslamp District. That's where a lot of the theaters and restaurants are. Mm-hmm. You like walking around at night. There's a lot of action there. And it's normally about $250 a night. We've just got it lowered to about $110 a night on most nights. So that's a good one if you headed to San Diego. Also, a lot of people going to Los Angeles over the holiday period. Very popular destination. Of course, lots to do. The weather's always good. And a couple of deals that stand out in Los Angeles. There's a hotel called the Custom Hotel, which is on the west side. And we've got some special rates there running under $100 a night. So that's a good one. If you want to be right in Beverly Hills and see all the stars, there's a cute little charming boutique hotel called the Beverly Terrace Hotel. It's right in the heart of Beverly Hills. And most nights, it's $139 a night. So that's a good one. Again, if you're going to... most of the markets in California participate with this unpublished rate program. And after you go to the site, now here's all you do. You go to getaroom.com. You put your city in. You put your dates in. and you click enter. Now, it's going to show you a lot of these deals that I'm talking about, and it'll show you the lowest online rate. But then it says call for lower rate. Now, when you call the number that's listed there, you want to ask for the unpublished rate. That clues the agent off to give you a better rate. You know what happens in the travel industry? If you know what the name of the deal is, you get it. And if you don't know, you don't get it. If you know the name of the special, this works with hotel chains. This works for car rental companies.
Right.
This works with hotels. If you know the name of the deal, then they'll give it to you, but they rarely volunteer. So this one, there's hundreds of hotels that participate with this unpublished rate program. And if you just call the numbers on our site and say you want the unpublished rates, that'll clue them off to get you the lower rates. And it's typically about 20, often 25% lower than the hotel site or the rates on any of the major travel websites. So that's a good one to know. Also, if you're going to smaller destinations, if you're driving in the car and you're looking to stay at some of these roadside hotels, a lot of people don't think about this, but your AAA card can often be your key to an easy 10 to 25% off a lot of hotels. It works at a lot of the Choice hotels. It works at a lot of the Best Western hotels, a lot of other ones. All you have to do is when you book your reservation, ask them the rate, and then say, do you have a AAA rate? And bingo, a lot of hotels will come back and say, oh, that's 10% less, or that's 20 or 25% less.
Right.
And all you have to do is just ask for that lower deal.
Yeah. Have you had people tell you that they call the numbers and then they do it and they can't believe it? Do they, like, try to write you back and get a room and say, wow, thank you for telling me that, and they were just blown away that they had no clue?
Well, we get testimonials all the time from people that call and they say, wow, I called. I wasn't really sure how it worked, but I called and I got a better deal. And now they're telling all their friends about it. So now here's how it works. You see, hotels, same with airlines and car rental companies and cruise lines, they don't want to put the lowest rate on the Internet because about 70% of travelers right now at least initiate their search on the Internet. So they're afraid to put the lowest rate there. But they participate with systems that hide the rate. So, for example, there's some systems that are out there that will give you a better rate, but they won't tell you the name of the hotel. And that's how they get a better rate. And after you book it, they tell you the name of the hotel. That works pretty well for cars and airlines, but it doesn't work as well for hotels because people want to know where they're staying. So we created this system, this unpublished rate system, that gives you the name of the hotel, but it hides the price. So the way it works is, let's say you want to travel to Chicago, and you find a nice four-star hotel you like on the Strip, and we have a bunch of them in Chicago on Magnificent Mile for right around $100, $115, $120 a night. And it says call for lower rate. So you call and you say, I'd like to get the unpublished rate. Well, let's say we have a better rate at the hotel, and it's typically 10 to 25% less than what you're seeing on the Internet, but we can't give you the rate because that's how we get the lower rate, by hiding it.
Right.
But you know the lowest rate, you know the approximate savings, and you just don't know the exact rate. After you book the room, they'll tell you, okay, it was $100 online, now your rate is $75. And bingo, you saved a good amount of money, lower than anything on the Internet, just by spending about 2 or 3 minutes and booking it over the phone.
Yeah, you always give us such great advice. People pay attention. Check out GetARoom.com. Bob Diener, thanks so much for joining us, as always, on America Tonight.
No, it's been great being with you. And, again, just do a little extra homework by checking out that customer satisfaction rating, read the reviews about hotels before you get there, and at least you'll have a good idea of what the hotel's like before you get there.
Yeah, smart advice. Thanks, Bob.
All right, have a great night out there. See you soon.
And, you know, getting to those places is what's going to be real interesting this time around. We talk about the TSA always getting that warm and fuzzy feeling. Don't you get that when you go through their checkpoints? Well, starting this week, the manual search involves a slide of the hand compared to the traditional pat down. TSA agents who use the front of their hands in searches. And the new process includes an agent running his or her hand up the inside of a passenger's leg. Oh, I just get such a queasy feeling about that. I don't know about the rest of you. So they're not really giving out a lot of details, but that's one of the things they're doing. It's called enhanced pat downs at the checkpoints. It's just a new layer of security. So if you get pulled aside, you know, the thing rings, or for some reason they say, come over here, and they pat you down, look out, don't be shocked. When you feel like you're getting frisked, or you feel like the cops tell you to spread them and you're on the cement. So maybe you won't be face down on the cement, but you'll be getting that real pat down, the real thing. So the thing that now is so tricky for many, many people, are you going to go for the enhanced pat down or the full body scan? Let's say you have no choice. I mean, you do have a choice. You could take some other form of transportation, but most of us couldn't do that because of the time involved. So flying is always the quickest way to get from point A to B, especially if you're going across the country. But you have no choice. Are you going to get the full body scan, or are you going to do for the enhanced pat downs? Which do you prefer? The full body scan scares me to death because, one, they've got that image of you, and I don't care what they say, there is a way to store it. It could absolutely be stored. And then if you go through that, then the other thing is the random metal detector deal, where you might be chosen for the random search anyway. What the TSA says in response to people not liking this new pat-down thing, enhanced, they say that we evaluate and update our screening procedures. We want to stay ahead of the evolving threats, and that's why we're doing it. So you ask yourself, is this part of travel and tough crap? We have to put up with it. It's one of those necessary evils. Or does it feel like a violation of your privacy, your rights, you know, which, you know, pick a poison, whatever poison. And the idea of the enhanced pat down is not comfortable. I've seen that a couple of times, and man, it is the worst. I'll tell you, it is an awful thing to see the person's face when that's happening. No, I don't really get the sense that when somebody's getting patted down, they're just like, oh, well, this is what happens. I get the sense that they're saying, why me? Why am I pulled out aside? Why do I have to get pulled over here? So here's the scoop. The full body scanners debuted at Kennedy Airport last week. There are now 317 machines in 65 airports across the country. The TSA hopes to have 450 installed by the end of the year. Coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag, also a little odds and ends, and then after that, we're going to take you to the movies, so hang with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Psyched about our next guest. He is a Hollywood history expert, no doubt, a professional tour guide in Tinseltown who really knows his stuff. So entertaining. Stephen Shohat joins us. Perfect time for this to talk a little bit about Halloween and melding that into the horror and some of the films that we've seen in the past. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, nice talking to you again.
Yeah, I've said this, that to me, I like the suspense versus the flat-out horror. And I know a lot of that is popular, the blood and the gore a little bit more, and the Jason and all that kind of stuff, and Freddy Krueger. I like the suspense a little bit better. What do you think, nowadays compared to before, what do you think plays better?
Well, I for box office, I think probably horror plays better, but it depends. I mean, you go back to a movie like The Sixth Sense, and even though that had some a little bit of gore, I think it was mostly a suspense movie. You know what Hitchcock said, that the difference between the two was horror is just having something just jump out at you and scaring you. Whereas suspense is when the audience knows more than the characters. So for example, two guys talking, there's a bomb under the table. The audience knows it's there, but the two guys don't, and they keep talking, and the audience is just dying for them to look under the table and find that bomb. Now, the ironic thing with Hitchcock, though, was his greatest success, what was the horror movie, Psycho. He had made a lot of movies like Vertigo, which hadn't done as well as at the box office. And 1960, he was looking at a lot of filmmakers in Hollywood who were doing so well with these low-budget horror movies, and he got a hold of the novel Psycho. And what he did was he went around having his assistants buy the book up so nobody would find the ending. And they had this character in the book, Norman Bates, who was kind of this old overweight guy and had all these kind of strange habits that gave it away a little more about his identity. And Hitchcock came up with the idea of having a young, handsome guy, Anthony Perkins, play the role to help throw the audience off guard. And you know, when he presented that idea to his usual studio, Paramount, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. I mean, they found the whole thing absolutely disgusting. And they said, you know, why don't you make it over at Universal? They like that sort of thing. So Hitchcock, he ended up financing the movie himself, for the most part, tried to film it like a television show in black and white, which he always said would save that the blood wouldn't show up on screen, at least not in red. He could use chocolate syrup instead. And at one point, he lost confidence in it. He was going to release it as a two-part TV show, and then he released it in the theaters, and of course, it was a smash hit. Now, the funny thing was that his peers in Hollywood just gave him a terrible time about it and said, how could you make that sort of thing, Hitch? I mean, how could you do that? And he said, oh, it's a comedy. It's a comedy. You shouldn't take it seriously. But at the same time, I mean, he got richer off that movie than anything else he did. But at the same time, he was kind of embarrassed about it and lamented that some of his earlier works weren't as received as well as Psycho was.
Yeah, well, that's interesting stuff about Psycho. I had no idea about that, about Anthony Perkins and what he had to go through to make that. What is it about the whole horror genre that makes filmmakers want to go in that direction? And even actors, a lot of actors, I mean, A-list actors will do cameos even in some of these films.
Yeah, I think it's two different things. For the filmmaker, they're cheap. I mean, you look at, like, Paranormal Activity, The Blair Witch Project. I mean, you look at Tobe Hooper. He was in line at a hardware store in Texas. He had this idea. What if you grabbed an electric saw and carved through the line so he could get to the front of it? And that led him to develop the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You had Wes Craven seeing this scary hobo every day when he would walk home from school, and he combined that with a bully that he knew in school named Freddy, and so that led to the creation of Freddy Krueger. You know, you have all these low budget ideas. You have Universal Studios. The founder of it, Carl Lemley, he was attracted to horror movies because, well, more than one reason. He grew up watching some in Germany, but the other reason was, with horror movies, you didn't really have to pay movie stars that much money. Because if you have people playing Frankenstein's monster or Dracula or the Wolfman or the Mummy, and they ask for too much money, you could get rid of them, and the public didn't often know the difference. In fact, you know, probably the actor of all time we associate with horror more than anybody else is Boris Karloff. And he used to lament about the Frankenstein movies. He would say, you know, I was only in three, but I get blamed for all nine. Or I get the fan mail and some other bloke gets the check. And an interesting thing happened. You know, he played Frankenstein's monster three times. And when he died in 1969, they actually published the obituary of Boris Karloff with Glenn Strange's picture. Glenn Strange had played the monster in three other movies. And now with the actors, it's a different deal. One of the things for actors is, and even Anthony Hopkins has talked about this, it's a chance for you to be a star and age. I mean, you don't have to be the handsomest leading man, and you can keep going with horror movies. And I think that's what attracted Vincent Price to them. I mean, Karloff was making horror movies to the very end. I mean, if you're really identified with a character, I mean, it gives you an opportunity to continue your career with maybe a little bit more security than you would if you're, say, you know, an action star or something like that. You might have to go out after a certain age.
You know, you have done all this research on movies in general, and after doing that and seeing so many films, if somebody asked you, what's your favorite horror film, Stephen, what would you say for just you?
Boy, I go from film to film. I mean, I love The Sixth Sense, and this one I saw recently, Orphan, just that Leonardo DiCaprio produced. It just really scared me. So I mean, that was a good one. So, you know, but my mood can change often with them. I mean, Psycho I've probably seen too many times, and I'll tell you one that was considered a horror film in its day, believe it or not, was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Which Walt Disney made, and you know that movie was considered a horror film in England, and it was so scary you couldn't go see it without an adult. And you know when they made the film, the actress who played the Queen, her name was Lucille Laverne, and Walt was thrilled with her portrayal of the Queen, but he was less enamored when she changed into the peddler woman, which he thought was the key to the movie. And you know she's supposed to be different, this sinister hag, and he wasn't getting what he wanted from her vocally. And Walt said, Lucille, can you give me something else? And she said, I think I know what you want. Will you excuse me? So she left the recording room, came back 5 minutes later and said, let's do it again. So this time she does it. She's on the money. You know, the people in the Disney staff, they get thrills and chills, and they clap their hands for her. And they say, oh, Lucille, that was what we were looking for. But what did you do when you left the room? And she smiled and said, I took my teeth out.
Oh, that's great.
I took my teeth out. Yeah. And you know what happened was that movie set records at Radio City Music Hall in 1938, but every couple of days Walt would get these disturbing phone calls from the management there saying, you know, Mr. Disney, we have a problem. The kids are getting so scared watching this movie that every couple of days we have to remove some of the seats because they keep getting wet.
Wow. Who knew? I would have never known that. Vincent Price. He has that, you know, in the Thriller Michael Jackson song, that ha 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 laugh, and that's part of a Disney ride. And he made a bunch of movies, and some people would be too young to know Vincent Price. Some people know who he was. But what were some of his best films that were kind of horror related?
Well, I think The Raven and he did a lot of funny stuff too, like Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man. He did the Telltale Heart, some of the Edgar Allan Poe movies, a lot of low budget horror movies, and of course The Fly, which I just slipped my mind for a second. And you know, he loved to play practical jokes, and actually The Fly, you know, he found the thing so hysterical. Oh, and The House of Wax too, but he found The Fly so hysterical. When he was making that movie, he could barely keep a straight face, and he loved to play practical jokes. And one time these two teenage girls went and saw The Fly when it came out, and then at the end of the movie, they probably screamed the loudest because Vincent Price was sitting behind them, and he stuck his head in between them and said, how did you like the show? You know, I mean, he just had a wicked sense of humor. You know, another thing he used to do, I don't know how often he did it, but a couple of times, he went to the Hollywood Wax Museum, disguised himself as the wax dummy of himself, waited there with a hypodermic syringe, and then would reach out and squirt people with water.
Oh, I love it. That's funny. That would be scary to see him reach out and touch you like that, no doubt. Well, happy Halloween to you, and the book that Stephen Shohat wrote that I thought was so terrific with all kinds of stories in it. It's called Hollywood Stories. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you can find out about for yourself. Pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.com, all over the place, really. Stephen, enjoy your weekend, and as always, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. My website's HollywoodStories.com, and the book is called Hollywood Stories. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Oh, you're welcome. That was good. That was interesting stuff, especially, you know, you listened to what he was saying about the psycho backstory, that they didn't want somebody who was attractive. They wanted an awful-looking guy to play the son in that, and what a difference that made in that movie and what Hitchcock had to go through. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, more for your entertainment here on America Tonight.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Blanks a little more and flush some things out here on America Tonight, since we're racing through the rail, because we really have gone through the rail. We're taking a shortcut to the finish line. And let's talk a little politics and what the latest back and forth seems to be. And when I say seems to be, because I believe that things can switch when people get into a polling place. Or they say one thing to their friends and they vote a different way, just for whatever reason. And if these surveys and polls are correct, the generic ones that are saying there's all this dissatisfaction and one third of the country doesn't know who they're going to vote for, that's a pretty high number. A third of the country doesn't know. I sort of find that hard to believe. I bet that there might be some that have questions and are waiting till the end, but that's not my experience. Usually it's either straight ticket or cherry pick people because for some reason they don't like, especially independent, they don't like somebody locally, but they like somebody nationally that could be a Democrat or a Republican, and they'll just kind of pick across the board. But hey, one third don't know. That means that some people, and I would say maybe Democrats and maybe independents who would normally vote for a Democrat, are actually thinking of going a complete different direction because they're worried about some of the things that they've delved into a little bit more, and they're going what I call beyond the headlines and saying, okay, so this is supposed to happen with taxes. Let me see how this really does affect me. Let me see what this means when we talk about my health care premiums going up. But they didn't really tell me that. I mean, I understand that there could be increases. I understand that my company might shop around, but I didn't really get it. Or there's somebody that's been lopped off recently, and I don't think I've told this conversation. I don't think I've said this on the air, but I have a friend in the mortgage business, and he was telling me that what's happened in his company is that most of it, a lot of it has gone to India. A lot of the mortgage stuff has gone overseas. So the people that stay in the company had to agree to take a $10,000 hit, a cut. And some of them were desperate enough, they had to do it because they had to hang on to the job. They still could pay their bills. It wasn't good. It's not what they wanted to do. And I'm sure most of them are probably looking for jobs, but they kind of were stuck. So they were forced to take that hit. They were forced to do it. Anyway, so you get where I'm going with this whole thing. And I, bringing it back around, I think that those people, then they start to look at their personal situations and say, okay, then I do believe that there's things happening here that I wasn't aware of, that this would really affect my family, that this is really going to hit me, because I thought that it wasn't true. I didn't think that was really right, because look at all these people that are getting coverage. It doesn't make any sense. So there are some bills that became law, like the health care bill, that has caused a lot of confusion for people. How about this? The Republicans hit 50% in the congressional generic ballot. So they're increasing a little bit of their lead over the Democrats on the ballot. They lead 50% to 42% or 45% to 43%. And because you've got 45 to 43% of the voters saying that their congressional rep doesn't deserve re-election. See, it shows how tight. And this is from Zogby. And these are likely voters that from just a couple of days ago. And this is also on the heels of the president's approval rating slipping in Zogby to 43% in that one. So I think it's going to be an interesting election. I think it's billed as that, but I think it's going to live up to the building, I'll tell you. In the meantime, you have like the situation in Delaware with Christine O'Donnell, who now is so upset by what's happened to her in Delaware. She's saying that she's going to sue a station over a video. The head of the National Republican Party is due in Delaware to rally voters after O'Donnell's campaign apologized to a radio station. And the reason she had to apologize is for that threatening to sue over the video. Michael Steele, we know him to be the Republican National Committee Chairman. He scheduled a Dover stop today or Thursday to be there with O'Donnell. What happened was the campaign was going to go after WDEL to stop the release of a video of a live interview on the Rick Jensen show. And part of the video, she signals to a spokesman while she's being pressed about how she would have handled a county budget differently than her Democratic opponent, Chris Coons. The station said that the campaign manager called later and threatened to crush them with a lawsuit if they didn't destroy the video. Oh, my, oh, my. So that kind of has gone away now. She's blew it off, and They've apologized and they've moved on since then. See, this is the difference. In the campaign of Sharon Engel, instead of getting caught in these traps, what her people have done is said, listen, once this election is over, you and the media, you can have the full access you want. So basically saying, we're going to wait and see if she gets elected. Then, if you want to ask a bunch of questions of your newly elected senator, feel free to do it, but we're not going to fall into the bear trap until then. We're going to just march forward and go for this whole election thing and try to get away unscathed. And that's what she's trying to do. It's not that she's not talking to anyone, but very, very few people. This is a good fill in the blank. We talked about that subway terror suspect, remember? The FBI said they learned back in January that a Pakistani-born man who was arrested in that D.C. subway bomb sting a couple of days ago was trying to make contact with a bunch of groups, terrorist groups, to help him participate in some kind of jihad against our troops overseas. The FBI says that Farouk Ahmed and an unnamed person hope to fly into Afghanistan or Pakistan early next year. Also that Ahmed either bought or tried to buy weapons in May of 2008, all the way back then, and in February of 2009, and is believed to have used them to train for that goal of traveling to Afghanistan to be able to kill Americans. Now, this was a 34-year-old who seemed like anybody else in Washington. He just seemed like he was going about his business. He was sketching diagrams, though, and shooting video. And what was he doing it for? He was sizing up the best way to kill most of the people. How can he get the most bang for his buck, in other words? So he was discovering that rolling suitcases filled with explosives would be better than backpacks. He told some others that rush hour would be the best time to strike. And he thought he was working for Al-Qaeda operatives, according to the FBI. But the plot was actually a ruse. The information went to people working on behalf of the government. And that was the sting. That's how they got him. He's a naturalized citizen. So they picked him up on Wednesday. And it is, once again, it goes down as our latest example of homegrown terrorism. So we come back to the same thing. You never know who lives just right there, right around you. In the case of this man, of Farouk Ahmed, people that lived kind of near him said he was seemed friendly, would wave, say hello, and they had no clue, of course, looking at him that that's who he was. But that's the same thing we heard back in May with Faisal Shahzad, who was also a naturalized citizen from Pakistan. He tried to blow up a part of Times Square at a very, very busy street corner. He was a financial guy, had a family, melded in with everybody else. Nobody had any clue what he was up to. All right, you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.